Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good evening. I'm your Alaska Live host. I'm Lori Neufeld, welcoming the Norris Bowers Band to Alaska Live. Yeah! All right, just start us off with a tune. Tell us what it's going to be, Pete.
What is it going to be, Aurora?
We're going to do Fall on My Knees.
Fall on My Knees. Okay, traditional tune.
One, two.
You told me one, you told me two, you
Yeah, the Norris Bowers Band here at KUAC's Alaska Live Archive Studios. We have a live studio audience here tonight, and boy, we're happy that you came in and started off your Alaska tour right here at KUAC's Alaska Live.
Best place to start out.
Best place to start.
That first song featured a couple of the Bowers siblings and one of the Norris siblings and on vocals, and it featured the whole family band here. It's the Norris family and the Bowers family have come together into one great Alaska-based band, and they're here tonight at the KUAC studios. Play another song, and then we'll get into how this band got started.
Can you repeat the question, please, Lori?
Play another song, Aruna.
Oh,
nice. That's what happens when you're tuning. It's okay. It's okay.
Excused.
Yo, yeah, you were tuning.
It's, to do.
It's all part of live broadcast.
Ready?
So please excuse.
Aurora, you are excused for a little bit. The Norris Bowers Band joins us here for Alaska Live. And Ryan, you have stepped up to the mic, so this is a good chance for you to introduce the band.
I'm Ryan. I play the bass. This is my dad, Pete. He plays the banjo. This is Celine. She plays percussion. Jason, he plays mandolin. My sister, Aurora, on fiddle. And there's Mike. He plays guitar.
And Mike Mickelson is your honorary Norris Bowers Band family member.
I am the one that is not like the others. And I'm from Cordova, and one of my good friends in Cordova had a great way to put this. And they said, when you freeloaded at someone's house for a certain number of years, you become family. And I think I've become family. In an honorary capacity for both these families. So anyway,
some serious reloading for about a year and a half.
We just can't get rid of them, folks. Yeah.
They drafted me. Usually Scott Norris is up here playing guitar, but he had some other commitments. So anyway, I showed up from Cordova, and here I am. So.
And Scott will be joining the rest of the Norris Bowers Band for the South Central part of the tour, I understand. So,
At which point we'll have to take back all of Scotty's clothes that we've dressed Mike in and give him back to him so he can have clothes people. To wear.
He doesn't actually have any of his own clothes.
That's helpful. That's helpful.
They're all on the same book.
Well, welcome, Mike, to the family. I know that you seem part of the family, really, because you were in a band when you were younger with Jason Norris, and that was a band that people might have heard of called Barefoot.
Yes, we certainly were, and actually, you know, we did music camps up here in Fairbanks, and Ryan Bowers here was one of our students at music camp.
And so... So it was Aurora.
Yeah,
so it was Aurora.
12 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, 13 years. We've been doing this for 13 years now. 13
nice.
Years? Bluegrass camps for kids.
Well, we're all family here. Well, that last song was just great. It was more along the lines of like an old-time jam song. And what was the name of that one?
It's called Chinkapin Hunting.
It's about looking for acorns.
Looking for acorns.
I like
That's
to think
so
of them as little like Furby-like creatures, though. That's what I picture when I say it. I have been informed that's not...
Aurora, you're back from tuning. Very nice.
I'm back.
And this song looks like, for the radio audience out there, we've got twin fiddles now. Jason has changed up his mandolin for a fiddle. And this band does sometimes feature twin fiddles, and that's a really nice thing and old-time tradition to do. What's next?
We're going to play a song called Waterbound. We play another song called Waterbound that's on our album. This one has nothing to do with that song. It's one by Dirk Powell, and we like it. And we think you'll like it.
It's a little different than the other
Waterbound. Much different. It's like a whole different zone.
Night. Moon and stars are shining bright. Storm come up and the trees come down. Tell you boys I was waterbound. Waterbound on a stranger's shore. River rising to my door. Carried my home to the fields below. Waterbound, nowhere to go.
Get home. Oh, yeah.
Waterbound by Dirk Powell.
Pete Bowers, can I get you over at this mic and ask you just a couple questions?
This mic? Sure.
Yeah, that'd be great. And kind of step up.
All right.
That's perfect. Pete, are you the founder of the Norris Bowers Band, would you say, or is this a dream come true?
No, it's a dream come true, but I'm not the founder.
Okay.
We all do everything.
He started founding when he, like, created half of the band.
Twenty some years ago, we realized.
Right, co-founder.
But 20 some years ago, we realized we needed a bass player and a fiddle player.
Uh-huh.
So that's the real origins of the band right there. So at least half of the band.
Is it a dream come true that you have your kids on tour with you and you've recorded an album as the Norris Bowers Band? It's called Gin Chicken. Is it a dream come true that you have that?
It's just amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said many times before, I would have been thrilled with my kids getting into any kind of music. If it was, you know, heavy metal, hip-hop, it would have been great.
Yep.
And I love all kinds of music.
Yeah.
But to be playing the same kind of music I like is wonderful.
Pretty cool.
Very
and
cool.
You would have learned heavy metal.
I would have changed. I would have completely changed.
Right,
I would have been doing any kind of music.
Just to
doing.
Play with your kids. Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And
it was an easier change this way.
How did it come about that you got the Norris kids in on it and their mom too?
Oh, well, as we kind of said on the album cover, we've been rabble-rousing with them for many years at festivals. We've seen these guys off and on for years. And we probably first met with Jason when he came up to do the, I think you were in on the first Fairbanks Bluegrass Camp for Kids as one of the instructors.
Guilty as charged.
Yes, he was there. And so we've just been playing with them for many years, especially at festivals and that kind of thing. And it just seemed like a natural thing. I think it was in Talkeetna. We were sitting around thinking, well, we got to just, we've done this. Let's just make a band out of it. Let's do a CD. So we kind of get started. Yeah.
No, and we originally kind of just recorded the CD. And we were like, this would be cool. Let's make an old time album, you know. And then I don't think we ever really planned on doing anything much after that. We were just like, we're going to create something. And then after that, we're like, well,
let's play
it's
some
still
shows
fun.
And sell
yeah.
We don't
yeah.
hate each other.
Yeah.
Nobody's, you know, we haven't killed anybody yet, so we might as well keep,
yeah,
you know, doing
yeah.
things
yeah,
with it.
It sounded okay, so that's
by the way you describe it, the CD, the idea to put a CD together with the Norris Bowers Band came around, and then you decide, ooh, we should probably do some shows together because
yeah.
we've got the CD to sell now, and it was so fun to record this that maybe we should... And
totally.
When did you record that CD? A year or two ago?
What was it? 2 years ago? 2 years
ago.
June
2014,
of,
I think.
June 2014.
Yeah.
Right here in Fairbanks.
At the Roundhouse.
You did it at
Fairbanks.
The Roundhouse, which is a round house.
Mm-hmm.
But
it is.
It's not a recording studio.
No, it isn't.
But I did see on the pictures that you had a recording master from 10th Planet there, Pat Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. And so it ended up... the Gin Chicken CD ended up sounding not just like it was done in a living room. It sounded like it was done at a recording studio with the energy of a live mix also.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Pat and Robin kind of moved, they were remodeling their studio at the time, so they moved all their equipment into the Roundhouse and set up for us, and it worked perfectly, yeah.
It is really cool.
Nice, way to record.
Yes.
I'm actually glad that we ended up recording there, because The energy was just really good.
The energy for a band that likes to play around one mic is probably really cool to record in a living room.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, great. The name of the album is Gin Chicken, and you've been sharing some songs here from that release. And so let's hear another one.
All right.
You guys ready?
PC. Yeah.
This one's actually going to be one of the ones that our bass player, Ryan Bowers, wrote.
This is on the album.
Ready?
I live here on this mountain high. I never go to town. But once I was a rambling boy, I walked this old. I want
find you left a note upon our floor. I stood so still and read it through, then slumped against the door. I stood so still I could not move. These words had stilled my heart. Your restless legs are not like mine, so now we have to part. The very next day I heard you left on a road just out of town. So I hung my shoes upon the road and turned my suitcase down. I live here on this mountain high. I never go to town, but once I was around. I walked this whole world round.
Yeah. Ryan Bowers' original there from the Norris Bowers Band. And Ryan, can I talk to you just for a second about that song?
Yeah.
You've been a songwriter for a little while now because I know that you've been on Alaska Live with...
I have.
The Extra Tufts. You've been on Alaska Live with...
With my band.
With
the Brain Trust.
Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust. You were on with Emily Anderson, and Aurora was on with them too, I think.
Yeah.
And so you're not just doing bluegrass and old-time tunes all the time. You've branched out too.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I actually have an album that we're... just in the process of mixing right now. That's all my songs. I'm running a Kickstarter for that.
Nice.
Right now. It's called Sweet. The album is called Sweet Calamity. It's the Kickstarter I've been saying for about 3 years I'd start.
You need like now a Kickstarter for the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Also,
I needed a kick in the butt for the Kickstarter.
Oh, that's... Is that what that
means? And... The Ryan Bowers and the Brain Trust, that's the one you're talking about with,
yeah,
Sweet Calamity. Great. And you were on Alaska Live with them, and that's a really fun band, too, in a different sort of vein of more pop music, I would say, I guess. This band, you say, is the old-time, high-octane old-time music with bluegrass sensibilities, or the drama and the harmonies of bluegrass. What a lot of people just love music, and they love acoustic music, and what makes this a band that has both of those aspects?
Well, I think partly that comes from that. Two-thirds of this band kind of come out of a bluegrass tradition. Arriving at old time, and you know there's some things in there that you don't usually see in old time music, you know, like big dramatic stops, and you know, like and I think that we think of our harmonies on a lot of our songs a little bit more the way some bluegrass bands might.
Yeah,
I think.
Would say so.
And I think we do a little bit more arranging.
Arranging and passing,
yeah,
around those solos like a bluegrass arrangement might have also.
Yeah.
Like the mandolin gets a solo and the twin fiddles gets a solo and then the guitar does and the banjo does. And yeah, that's,
yeah,
nice. Yeah. So do you do your own arranging for the songs that are the traditional songs, too? Of course, there's some songs you've written for the band, but there's also some songs that you've arranged?
Yeah. A few of the songs that we play that I feel like are some of our most original things, actually, are some of our arrangements of traditional tunes. There's one that we'll do... later, that I think is really one of our most original things. But it's just a traditional tune that we do, I think, differently than anyone else.
Very cool. What was the name of that last song? What was the name of the one that you wrote?
That was called The Rambler's Tale.
Rambler's Tale. Really nice. What's next on the set list?
Jubilee. Yeah. It's a traditional tune called Jubilee. I actually learned this from someone I was at a music festival in West Virginia many, many, many years ago. I don't want to say how long ago it was, but it was a few years ago.
And before I was born.
You know, I think it was. Anyway, it was a while ago. But anyway, I learned this song from somebody, and I hadn't played it for a little while, and then I was playing it when Ryan and Aurora were growing up, and when we were putting the CD together, we were looking at tunes to do and everything, and they both said, "We got to do Jubilee. You got to do that."
Because
I wasn't even thinking of doing it, but.
When we were growing up, it was almost like a lullaby. It was like he would play it on guitar, and it was a lot slower. But it's a really pretty song, and I haven't heard it anywhere else. And, yeah, we're just kind of thinking of, like, oh, what are some good, you know, like, traditional but not, you know, super common ones we could do. And we're like, that is an awesome song, but we got to, you know, spruce it
little,
up. Time it up
a little
bit.
Yeah, nice. It's originally tuned from Eastern Kentucky, from the attributed to the Ritchie family. Gene Ritchie and those people. Yeah.
Ready? Pass off?
Go ahead. Beefsteak when I'm hungry, Lord, whiskey when I'm dry. Greenback when I'm hard up, sweet heaven when I die.
Swing it,
burn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee.
Swing it,
burn, Jubilee, live and learn. Work I ever done was working on the farm. Easiest work I ever done was singing my true love's song.
Swing it,
turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee.
Swing it,
turn, Jubilee, live and learn. I had a needle and thread as fine as I could sew. Throw my true love to my side and down the road I'd go.
Swing it,
turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee.
Swing it,
turn, Jubilee, live and learn, Jubilee.
Swing it,
turn, Jubilee, live and learn.
The Norris Bowers Band here on KUAC's Alaska Live with a wonderful version of what was a lullaby that you used for your kids as they were growing up. That's so sweet. That's so sweet. Oh, Celine, we're getting you
a special delivery.
Set up.
Special delivery.
Oh, an audience member comes up and Special delivers this very beautiful accordion.
Wait, accordion.
Audience member, no more.
I'd like to take this opportunity to...
Special guest.
I'd like to introduce my mother, Celine Bianco. She's going to play some accordion for us. She's the only person in Alaska that I know that plays Cajun music that actually speaks French. So she was born in... She speaks the language, and when she goes down there, she gets treated like family.
Yes, I had never met. I went to Lafayette back in '98, and I met this Cajun couple, and I started speaking French with them. Go, do you have a place to stay? I said, no, not yet. Well, you can stay with us. Okay.
Oh, Jason, would you like to introduce who this is on the triangle that brought that accordion up?
Yeah, I'd like to introduce my sweetie. Stella Lynn's going to play some triangle for us. She knows how to keep a steady rhythm, and that's a good thing when you got a triangle in your hands. You guys ready? Here we go.
What brought you to, your son will take that accordion off your hands there for you.
Well,
I first started. I started as a dancer. I'm a clogger. Uh-huh. And when I first heard Cajun music, that was it. That fell in love with it. I'm still clogging though. But cool. But music is a big part of my life.
When did you first hear Cajun music?
When I was 12 years old.
Where did you grow up?
In Quebec.
Okay, that's the French Canadians.
Yes, a little place called Valleyfield, which is not far from the New York border.
Uh-huh.
But it's all, at that time, it was back in 1968 when I moved to the United States. The schools were not teaching English back then. It was just French. So I moved to the United States, big city, L.A., not speaking English.
Wow. What brought you from Quebec to L.A.?
Well, my parents. I was 12 years old,
yeah.
And I moved with my parents, and it's because my dad is a roofing contractor. He had fallen off the roof a couple years before, and he had a problem with his back, and he could not work in the cold weather. He happened to know somebody in L.A. That was his ticket to move to warmer climate.
And how did you make your journey all the way to Alaska? Because you live in Alaska now.
Yeah, my ex-husband brought me here. And because of my sons, I stayed. I did not want to leave.
And Jason and Scotty both live in Alaska these days, right? Yes. Cool.
They sure do.
Well,
and Scott was born here. He was just 3 months old when my ex-husband and I moved here. But my other one, Scott, he was born here.
And you'll be touring with both your boys here in a little bit. And
it's a dream come true.
Yeah, I bet. That's what Pete said, a dream come true to be touring with the kids.
From the first time I heard him play on stage, he was 7 years old, and I could not believe his talent. I could not believe it.
Wow. Was he playing mandolin or fiddle at the time?
He was playing mandolin.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she's pointing at me, Jason.
That's right. Well,
and he was doing a great job the first time he played Mando on stage at 7 years old.
That's so cute. I tell you, that was a really cool song to hear this group do a Cajun tune. So thanks for bringing that to the group. That was,
you're welcome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
As I said, Aurora and I especially got really excited about playing Cajun music, because this last week we spent the whole week down in Lafayette, Louisiana at the Black Pot Festival.
Oh, you were at Black Pot, just
the epicenter of Cajun music.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
So fun. Well, what is next for the Norris Bowers Band here on Alaska Live? Aurora, you're announcing this one?
The other water band.
The original water band, yeah.
Also about water. Similar themes.
It has something to do with water, yeah.
This is one my brother Scott would normally sing, and I'm just going to go ahead and fill in for Scotty on this one. Key of A for everybody listening out there in Radio Land.
want your daughter. Hey, old man, I want your dog down in North Carolina.
Well, tell me, boy, what you want it for. Tell me, boy, what you want it for. Tell me, boy, what you want it for down in North Carolina.
Lord, to break my bread and share my water. For to break my bread and share my water. Break my bread and share my water down in North Carolina.
You better let her go, she'll run away. You better let her go, she'll run away. You better let her go, she'll run away down in North Carolina.
I'm waterbound.
Jason Norris, could it be 15 years ago that we hatched a plan? This was way before Alaska Live. You were the first guest I ever had on my radio show to play live. We hatched this plan. It was at KTNA in Talkeetna, where you would bring your mandolin in and you'd play live on my bluegrass show. I think that was 15 years ago. Do you remember that?
Lori Neufeld, I think I do remember that very well. I think that was my first time on the radio, too. Yeah, I think I was, well, if it was 15, I don't know, I was a teenager.
Right? And you were already you playing on stage at the age of 7, your mom said. So at the age of 15, you were probably ready to go for
a
radio show.
Well, by playing
show.
On stage, she literally means I was, like, playing. I was, like, running around, like, probably, like, rolling toy trucks between people's legs and stuff and causing general havoc and probably ripping microphone cords out of their sockets and things. So yes, I was playing on stage at this time, for sure.
Similar to what we are doing now.
Right. Radio show, there are some Tonka trucks on stage. No, wait,
yep.
There. Well, thank goodness for the Bluegrass Camp for Kids and Mike Mickelson's mom, Belle Mickelson, started that and Dancing with the Spirit has been an amazing program, Mike. And your mom, Belle, she won an award recently, too. And can you speak just a little bit about that?
She won the Purpose Prize.
Yeah.
And it's a national award given out to people over 65. And basically what she does is go around rural Alaska and teach people how to play music. And Jason has went and Stella that's up there. And Roar has been out with the program, too.
Actually, everybody on the stage.
Yeah. So, it's a really neat program that kind of brings music as a suicide prevention tool. And I think we've been to 34 villages around Alaska. And also, the program's been to Canada, too. So
that's amazing. Yeah. I know Mike Stevens, the harmonica player, also does some of that outreach, too. He talks about taking harmonicas to kids, finding them at night where they're huffing gas and giving them something else to do. And your mom with Dancing with the Spirit has gone out to a lot of villages and handed out instruments.
Yeah,
and
we bring a lot of instruments and we'll try to leave them. And, you know, the program's always looking for donations so that we can provide instruments for people because there's a lot of kids in Alaska that, you know, would like to play.
Right.
And they wouldn't have that opportunity otherwise. So.
And she's been
fired up, too.
She's been doing that for over a decade now.
You know, when Jason and I were playing in Barefoot, I started going up there, I think in 2007, and she'd started a little bit earlier in 2006, so it's
And
been
amazing
neat to see all the kids grow up and see the communities and know a lot of people in the community.
Right, because you've been doing this year after year.
There's some great elders you get to meet. Oh. Eat some great Native food.
And one of the focuses of the program also is to, it's a intergenerational thing where you get elders and kids to play and with that universal music language.
I mean, absolutely. We do a lot of stuff with kind of Native language incorporating it into songs. And, I tell kids that in Cordova, my friends that are Yaak, nobody speaks Yaak anymore that's a Native speaker. And so it's a big opportunity for them to learn their language. And, you know, it's neat to learn these songs, but it gets confusing when you go from one language region to another and you're trying to remember.
That's true.
Like, okay, happy birthday. Okay, so which way do I need to sing this here? So it's a good challenge.
Well, when you see your mom next, tell her congratulations. And I hope she comes to Fairbanks soon. And maybe she will be on Alaska Live also because she's really great.
Yeah, I think the next thing we have scheduled is we're going to Yakutat right after this tour is done.
Oh, you
and
are.
We're going to Fort Yukon in December.
So Dancing with the Spirit is going to Yakutat and taking the musical instruments and the wow, it's great.
We're lucky you get to go out there and do it.
Super. Well, what's next on the set list for the Norris Bowers Band, including Mike Mickelson, your, honorary son and brother?
Brother from another mother.
Yes.
Yeah. Like we said, he did enough freeloading that he qualifies as a Bowers, so it's good.
Basically a Bowers.
A year and a half of freeloading gets you a lot of points. So
this next song is going to be The Red Rocking Chair. This was one I alluded to earlier. This is a traditional song, but our version is really different than how anyone else does it that I've heard. So it's a traditional one, but one of our most original, I think.
Thank you. sugar baby now. I ain't got no honey baby now. I ain't got no honey baby now. Ain't got no honey baby now. Ain't got no honey baby now. Ain't got no honey baby now.
That was a nice arrangement. The Norris Bowers Band here on KUAC's Alaska Live at the KUAC Alaska Live Archive Studios. And Pete Bowers, can you step over? And I've let others talk about their pet projects. And I know that you're involved with Himalayan Healthcare. And that's something that, how did you get involved with that organization? I know you and your wife, Peg, went to Nepal a while back.
Yep, a couple years ago we did that.
And what's that, Himalayan Healthcare? I mean, you guys aren't doctors, but...
No, we're not doctors, but we were able to help out in many ways. There was a... actually, Peg went to a fundraiser here in town and learned about this. And we had been to Nepal about 20 years before that, and we kind of thought that we're probably not going to get back to Nepal. There's lots of places we want to see. But then this came up, and said, oh, this is a great opportunity. So we joined up with, got accepted for this program to help out. Peg's a lifelong educator, and she was able to do a lot with the schools there, and I helped out in a number of the logistics ways there. It's a program that it's been going for over 20 years, goes into some of the uplands of the... In Nepal, we were within 20 miles of the Tibetan border, looking up at these 26,000 foot peaks. It's just an amazing country. But this is some of the only health care that some of these people get when the Himalayan Healthcare Organization comes through once or twice a year.
And you went there before the big earthquake.
Just before the earthquake. And some of the villages we went to were some of the hardest hit in the earthquake. So it's just really... they're in very, very dire straits there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a fundraiser on Saturday for the Himalayan Healthcare.
And what an interesting way to spend your tourism time helping out. You know, I'm sure you did have some things that go along with tourism. You know, you did some hikes. You ate some interesting food.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
met interesting people.
Yeah.
And... But to go and help and work with an organization while you're being a tourist is a...
Oh, it's a great combination, a great way to see that countryside. Yeah, we crossed several 14,000-foot passes on the way to get to these villages, so it was definitely a good workout in addition to being able to help out.
Well, cool. Thanks for sharing those stories from... Nepal, that's just amazing, and good luck with your fundraiser on Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Actually, I think when we were on with
you're
Ryan's
right.
band,
right.
those guys were there at that time, and I had just gotten a DeLorme email from them saying they were at 14,000 feet.
Just
and
before we went on.
I felt awful afterwards because I didn't respond because I was like, it's a DeLorme email. I'm pretty sure I can't just email back to this DeLorme. But it turns out I could have. And they were like waiting, like, oh boy, did you get the message?
Yeah. Texting internationally,
yeah.
and you can still just text right back.
Right.
So funny.
How's our time looking?
I think we're ready for the finale. How about?
Right.
Yeah? All right. Well, thank you so much to the Norris Bowers Band for coming here for Alaska Live. And we've got one more. It sounds like it's going to be the good old Cumberland Gap.
It is indeed.
Yeah. This is another one
from the Gin Chicken album.
Thank you so much, Lori and KUAC, for having us here. And
yeah,
always such a treat to be here in the studio, and especially be here in Fairbanks for us out-of-towners. It's our home away from home, we always say.
Great to have you back.
Like we said, it's a great way to start off this tour we're doing. Yeah, we're heading down the highway. We're gonna play here tomorrow, and we're heading down to Talkeetna, Palmer, Anchorage.
It is so cool that the...
We'll end up down Homer.
It is so cool that the Norris Bowers Band ended up starting their tour right here at the KUAC Alaska Live Studios. And, yeah, you're playing...
This is where it all begins. Right?
This is where it all begins.
All right.
Cumberland Gap?
Yeah.
Here we go. Thank you.
Thanks to my guests. Thanks to my guests, the Norris Bowers Band and the Alaska Live Studio audience. Also to sound engineer John Peralt, KUAC TV crew Mac Landry and Heather Hensman. And thanks for enjoying Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.